America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. You never, ever, 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 ever let your friend drive your car. Why? Exhibit 1, this week's Entertainment Report. Here is Christina Staffo.
Well, Ed, it must be nice to be able to smile after your friend wrecks your $300,000 Lamborghini. Well, 50 Cent was out for a joyride with a friend through Brooklyn, and he let his female friend drive the car. Now, she tried maneuvering around a double-parked Uber car. Well, didn't quite judge it correctly. Ended up sideswiping the Uber, took the Lamborghini's passenger side mirror right off. Now, if it was me, my friend would seriously have to go running for the hills. But when you got the money in the bank like 50 Cent does, I guess it's no big deal. Witnesses say he even posed for a picture with the Uber driver. Now, here's a question for you, Ed.
Yeah?
I'll give you 2 tries to get the answer right, but you're only gonna need 1 try, promise you, okay? If you had to choose between Kate Upton and Mariah Carey, which would you choose? I'll give you a second to think about it.
I don't need a second. I just need Kate.
Well, the very successful Game of War Fire Age just signed a 7-figure deal with Mariah Carey.
What?
To replace Kate Upton.
What?
As the face of the game. Why would they do that? Now, I'm just not really sure about this. I mean, men and women alike enjoy watching Upton march around in medieval bathing suit style clothing.
Yes, we do.
Anyway, Mariah will shoot a 30-second commercial for the game along with a few other promotional things. Game of War is apparently ranking in $1 million a day. And in sad news, Ed, WWE Hall of Famer, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, died at age 69. It was said that Rhodes took a fall in his Orlando, Florida home. Emergency personnel, they were called to the house. He suffered complications through the night, and he unfortunately passed away the next morning. Now, he wasn't only a popular wrestler over the years, but a dedicated father to Dustin and Cody, who are both also a WWE superstars, Goldust and Stardust. Taylor Swift is at it again. A Texas firefighter responded to the scene of a bad car crash, and to his horror, it was his wife and son in one of the cars involved. Now, the son was pinned in the car, the wife was tossed from it, and without medical insurance, the bills started to pile up, and a family friend started a GoFundMe page to help raise money to help them out. Well, I guess Taylor Swift happened to come across their story and donated $15,000 to the family to help ease the stress of their piling up hospital bills. You know what? Every time I read a story like this, I like Taylor Swift more and more. More celebs, in my opinion, should be doing things like this with their endless amounts of money. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Staffo, and back to you.
Taylor Swift. You know, she is a nice person, and it is very nice that she gave some money away. It was only $15,000, let's be honest. For you and for me, that's about $1.50. But still, and Christina makes a really, really good point, it is time for all of these celebrities to give back. It's you, it's me. We make them rich. We buy their music. We go to their movies. We watch their TV shows. Whatever it is, we are the reason why they have all this money. And Taylor Swift, okay, it's a great example. It's time for all of them to kind of just pony up and give back. So Christina makes a really good point, and Christina will be back next week. Are you planning on traveling overseas this summer? Where are you going? Really? Are you going to Europe, maybe? Do you remember the second National Lampoon's Vacation movie? Do you remember when they went to Europe? What an awful, terrible movie that was. It's never shown. But anyway, I digress. Scams all American travelers need to know about. These are the most popular scams that are perpetuated on you and on me when we leave the lovely U.S. and we go overseas. What about the first one? It is the tea shop / ceremony scam, huh? One of the most notorious scams from Asia, the tea shop scheme is used to trick tourists into paying exorbitant amounts for cups of tea or small amounts of food. Essentially, it works like this. Tourists are approached by locals who offer to take them to a tea shop or a restaurant under the guise of being friendly or for a tea ceremony. You get there, have a beverage, and then get stuck with an outrageous bill that you may not be able to pay. It's been happening for years now and typically targets Westerners from the U.S., Canada, or Europe. There are numerous travel forums with warnings from fellow travelers, so know what to look for when traveling in certain areas in China, and you should be able to avoid this one. You know, how naive is the average moron When you, oh, I'm going to trust every local I meet. I want to be able to just suck in all of the local culture. And you end up having all your money sucked away from you. To the second one, street vendors. Street vendors aren't scammers in their own right. They can just be incredibly persistent, obnoxious, and annoying. One way these people try to pull a fast one on unsuspecting visitors is actually pretty widespread in many American cities as well. Specifically, you might be familiar with certain schemes that are notorious in tourist traps. If you ever run into people trying to get you to listen or buy a CD, don't touch it. What these scammers are doing is trying to get you to buy their CD, place it in your hand, and then claiming that by accepting it, you've engaged in a transaction. Suddenly, you're holding a CD you don't want. Someone is screaming at you, claiming you owe them $20. To avoid it, ignore these people. Don't take anything they're handing you. And if you do end up with something, well, simply just place it on the ground and walk away. I've seen those people in Times Square. Hey, you want to listen to my friend's music? No. Wait a minute. CDs? What is this? 2001. Haven't you heard of the internet? Haven't you heard of YouTube? Put it up there and anybody and everybody can take a listen to it. No, you're not going to get $20 for some guy I never heard of. Let's see. The next one, nefarious taxicab drivers. This also happens in the U.S., but in places in which you are unfamiliar and don't speak the language, you can literally get taken for a ride. Hopping in a cab and telling the driver where you need to go is typically a pretty foolproof way to get to your destination. But some taxi drivers, aware that their passengers haven't got a clue where they are or where they're going, will run the meter, deliberately get stuck in traffic, or take the longest roundabout way to get there, all in an effort to milk more money out of you. There are certain places in which this is pretty common, including several major American cities like Las Vegas. What happens in a cab in Vegas stays in Vegas, and many major European hubs as well. Travel guru Rick Steves recommends establishing a set price from the beginning and using a clearly marked cab company. How many cabbies are going to do that? Well, Rick Steves said you're going to take $5 for this trip. Oh, yeah, you're getting out of the cab. Anyway, street gambling, the next one. Street gambling is more common in Europe, in the UK in particular, but be aware, it's illegal. No, don't you have to have some common sense walking into this? I guess not. And British police have issued warnings to tourists to avoid street gambling. The ploy seems innocent enough. If you're approached by con artists, you may be asked to do something as simple as guess under which cup a ball is hidden. All of a sudden, you're playing The Price is Right, or you're playing Let's Make a Deal. And place a small bet on your guessing ability, but as you may suspect, the game is rigged. Street gambling can take many shapes and many forms, and many tourists may not even realize what they're doing when approached by those running the game. Be aware, you're not going to win. All right, again, could we please just realize how stupid the average traveler is if these are scams that we have to look out for because so many hundreds and thousands of people have been taking advantage of them? How stupid must you be? You go into a foreign place you've never been to in your life, and all of a sudden some guy runs up, sets up a milk crate in front of you. Okay, we're going to play a game. Give me $5 and guess which shell the ball is under. Who is the idiot that does this? If you do this, we should do a story, things that you deserve because you do stupid things overseas. People that get taken in situations like this deserve to get taken in situations like this. And again, these are scams all American travelers need to know about. And how about this one? Illicit drug deals. Uh-oh. If you've ever been to a tropical destination like Thailand or even certain Central American countries, you may have heard of full moon parties or late night beach raves. A chance to party all night on the beach is hard to pass up, but there are hidden dangers apart from the normal things to be worried about, especially since you might be doing drugs in a foreign country that will impair your judgment. Hey, honey, I'm going downstairs and I'm going to walk the streets and get high. What happens in some instances is that partygoers will be offered illegal drugs. They will pay for them and then promptly be arrested. Sometimes the police are working in concert with drug dealers. Oh, that's nice. And are more interested in getting bribes, out of people than actually taking them to jail. What a conundrum that is. So you're at one of these late night beach raves and all of a sudden you decide to buy some stuff from some guy you barely know. And all of a sudden, oh, the police are there to take you away. Because they want to get a bribe out of you. But wait a minute, haven't we always been told never trying to bribe a cop? So how do you know when the right time to bribe a cop is? I don't think any time is a right time to try to bribe a cop. So this is a bad situation. How dumb is the average person? If you go to a foreign country, if you put yourself in a situation where you're going to get arrested or get your money taken from you or get your money stolen from you or get high on some beach, you deserve everything that happens to you. Like anything else in life, we cannot protect every single person from every single stupid decision they're going to make. You're going on vacation. Don't screw it up by trying to win $5 on the street playing the shell game. And don't mess it up by spending $10 on the beach buying drugs and you're going to end up in some foreign jail. That's not good. And your boss isn't going to like it when you get home. And that's my travelogue advice to you. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.